Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Get a call on a random afternoon. I pick it up and I see that it's you.
Hey, hey, it's Trevor, Rush Hour Howard, filling in for Joe Beamer. Great intro music. I decided you're already going to hear, that's Chris Jacobello behind the glass, by the way, playing some absolute heat. We were at the concert together, just with different people. That was Big Time Rush, by the way. In case anyone doesn't know, check them out. They are a show that I used to watch growing up. Trevor Rush Hour Howard filling in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe is coming in from 3 to 6, filling in for Tom Bowerly. You're going to hear his theme song from 3 to 6, so don't you worry. Today, like I kind of teased with David on at the end of his show on our crosstalk segment, Christmas season. Let's just jump right into it. Very, very passionate about this opinion. Christmas season should start after, not before, after Thanksgiving. How are we feeling about that? Right here on this Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. I've been seeing a lot of Christmas stuff already. The Christmas commercials. If you turn on an NFL game, turn on anything, any channel. Maybe if you have a Spotify account or something and you don't have the unlimited plan so you get the ads every 30 minutes, you hear Christmas stuff there too. It's everywhere. And I get it. You know, the advertisers, they have to, you know, pump out some of the Christmas stuff so people can do their Black Friday shopping and buy their products, their gifts for their loved ones for Christmas morning. I get it. That's why they do it. But driving home from the Sabres game yesterday, Christmas lights everywhere, snow globes, the blow up, the giant blow up snow globes in the middle of the front yard. I looked at my phone and the date said November 4th. We are really, it seems like we're really tailgating Christmas earlier and earlier every single year. It's absolutely absurd. Feel free to call in as well. I'm going to get a little controversial here. I know there's a lot of people listening that probably celebrate Christmas. I know a host on this very station by the name of Joe Beamer, who's all about the Christmas season. And during one of our crosstalk segments one time, I don't remember when it was, but he said, "Okay, Dad," when I told him Christmas season can't start until after Thanksgiving. So I know some of you guys out there are big Christmas fanatics, and you put up your stuff right after Halloween, or who knows, maybe even on holiday, the tree's coming up. Whether it's hopefully it's a fake Christmas tree. If you're putting up your Christmas tree on Halloween, good luck having that thing last another, 2 months? 2 months out of the year? Christmas season should start after Thanksgiving. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Trevor Rushhour-Hauer filling in for Joe Beamer. And also, I know we got Chris Giacobello behind the board right now, and I thought I'd bring this up to him. He's a big Philly sports fan. Happy three-year anniversary of the Houston Astros winning their second World Series title in franchise history when Yordan Alvarez hit the ball over the moon at Minute Maid Park to go up 3-1 in that game. They obviously tack on another run. The best team in baseball wins their second. Hashtag leveled up is what they did that year. And happy National Donut Day. Happy National Donut Day to all that celebrate this wonderful holiday. Go out and get your donuts here, okay? The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is already going off. Even before the show started, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board was going off. Making fun of the way I say the word veterans. Veterans Day. Somebody spelled it V-E-T-C-H hyphen R-I-N-S Day. That's how I say it. Okay, Veterans Day is coming up in the next 6 days or so. Sorry about that. And we're already talking about the topic here along the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. No Christmas decorations until the Catholic Church says so. It's big. Hey, we know the reason for the season the reason why most people celebrate Christmas, right? There is no right time, I guess you could say. Right time with air quotes to celebrate Christmas, but I prefer that it's after. That's just me, because if we start putting up the Christmas tree the day after Halloween, we are totally overlooking one of the best holidays of all time, and that's Thanksgiving. We're just pushing that away. We're pushing that to the side. That's the redheaded stepchild in the back of the back of the car in the middle of winter with the windows down. We can't treat Thanksgiving like that. It is a great holiday, great time to get with the family, great time to eat some great food, by the way. I'm a big stuffing guy, big turkey stuffing, all that stuff, mashed potatoes, all that stuff. Watching football, doing whatever, seeing family members that you haven't seen in a long time, and then even some of the days before or after. I know a lot of people like to go out the night before Thanksgiving. That's always a big time to go out with friends. Friendsgiving is a thing where you go out with your friends, and it's usually a big potluck thing. That's at least what I've done. You bring your own dish, and you pass it around. And then a couple days later, maybe you celebrate actual Thanksgiving with your family. Then you have like the turkey bowl. Me and a bunch of high school friends, always either the day before or the day after Thanksgiving, we have the turkey bowl at the high school turf. That's always fun. You can't overlook that. And I feel like the day after Halloween, when you start putting that Christmas stuff out there, you kind of shove Thanksgiving into the dark shadow. It doesn't belong there. I mean, you could turn on the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That's always a great thing to watch. And already getting texts on the text board. Christmas season starts November 1st. You can always debate me. We can always bring some voices on this show as well. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tell me why Christmas season should start right after Halloween. We can't be shoving Thanksgiving into the corner, okay? Because Thanksgiving is more than one holiday for me. That's you get to see friends, high school friends usually, that you only see maybe once or twice a year because everybody else is working. People have moved out. People have moved to different states, and everybody kind of comes back home during this season. I guess you can say the same thing about Christmas too, but there's something about Thanksgiving, and I might sound like grumpy Mr. Rush Hour here when I say these things, but I'm a big Thanksgiving dinner guy. I'm a big football guy. I love it. Love it. Joe Beamer texted in along the text board. Here we go. We're getting in the mud and we're scrapping with Joe Beamer here. And how does having a Christmas tree up take away from that? Well, I just think, I don't think it's as aesthetically pleasing to me. I just think it looks something's not right. Something's in the picture that just doesn't look right. Like if I'm having, so the way that our house is constructed, where we have Thanksgiving dinner normally at our house, we have the big kitchen table in there, In the kitchen, and then we have like a little kid's table probably in the living room where we have either football on or whatever we have on that day. And we usually set up the Christmas tree right in the corner, and I don't know. If you see Christmas lights reflecting off of the TV screen while you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, It feels like two different worlds colliding. Something is not aesthetically pleasing there. It could just be a weird thing that I'm thinking of, but who knows? I kind of sound like a dad just going on a big old rant here, but I feel like when you start celebrating Christmas early, you take away the importance of Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving so much. Now, don't get me wrong. So we all know the reason for the season with Christmas, right? It's more than just Santa. It's more than just reindeer. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the reason we celebrate this holiday, the birth of Jesus Christ. Don't get me wrong. There's always a right time to celebrate our Lord and Savior because he is the reason why we celebrate Christmas. But let's pump the brakes on the tailgating just a little bit. Just a little bit. I get it. Decorating the tree is always a great time. I love decorating the tree. Love it. Absolutely love it. Throwing on a Christmas movie, I mean, man, you name it. There are countless great Christmas movies out there. I mean, you got Christmas Vacation. Home Alone is one of my favorites. Elf is got to be up there too. Love throwing one of those on in the background while we're all decorating the tree. That's always so, so fun. Listening to Christmas music, for sure. But we're forgetting about that holiday right at the end of November, too. We're forgetting about that. Does that ring a bell to anyone? Thanksgiving. I think it does. Thanksgiving is that time to focus on gratitude and giving thanks, preparing for the start of Christmas season. So we are kind of tailgating Christmas with Thanksgiving, but we're not doing all the bright lights, the glamour and stuff just yet. You gotta wait till after Thanksgiving Thursday. After the Lions lose, that is when you can start putting up your Christmas tree. After the Detroit Lions blow a 23-point lead on Thursday or 14-point lead late in the fourth quarter, that is your indication to start putting up the Christmas tree. Or the Chicago Bears as of late. That's kind of the way that it's been. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Trevor Rush Hour Hour filling in for Joe Beamer from 1 to 3 today. Joe Beamer is filling in for Tom Bowerly today. And the texts are still coming in here along the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. If I hear Christmas music on the radio before Thanksgiving, I will change the station immediately, a texter says. I agree. It just, something about it just doesn't feel right. Now, if we're going to be logical about this, this is kind of what I said to somebody during the morning show today in passing. I said, so we're going to start listening to Christmas music Halloween or November 1st, right? Do we tailgate July 4th on Memorial Day? I get it. Same color scheme, whatever, red, white, and blue for both holidays. But don't you see where I'm coming from? Do we go down to Pennsylvania and buy our fireworks on freaking Memorial Day? Like, is that what we do? Or do we get ready for July 4th sort of Independence Day around the middle of June? What do we think? Do we prepare for St. Patrick's Day, the day after New Year's? Do we prepare for Easter Sunday on New Year's Eve? That might be a little outrageous. I'm just kind of, but you know what I'm saying. You know where I'm getting at. Why push the season? I just say we have to have a healthy ration for what we celebrate. Halloween, I'm big in the Halloween game, but it's only more so when I was a kid. Now it's just kind of like if I'm going to a crowded bar and my friends want to go, I'll go. I dressed up as an NHL referee this year for Halloween. We kind of did it up this year. We went downtown. We went to some of the bars on Elmwood. It was a good time. But I liked Halloween more as a kid when I would get candy and stuff like that. That's cool. But October, that's all for Halloween. November, here's your other part that you have to ration. Thanksgiving. It's like a three-course meal. You don't want to just, you know, skip right to dessert, unless maybe you do actually do that. I mean, I'll start, you know, with the appetizer in the fall. I'll start with, you know, October. October's Halloween. That's our little appetizer. The main course, no pun intended here, main course meal, talking about Thanksgiving. And then our dessert. That is when we can throw on the Home Alone movie, the ugly sweaters. I mean, just do the advent calendar, do everything we do around Christmas season. Do that right in December. Either, you know what? I don't judge anyone that starts listening to Christmas music Black Friday. Quick turnaround. If you want to get your Christmas stuff, get a lot of your Christmas presents Black Friday. I don't hate you for that. Absolutely not. But we have to have a healthy ration, because I don't know if it feels, you know, different to anybody else here, but it seems like it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier this year. And when I said tailgating, there's a little bit of tailgating going on for Halloween. Why do we have pumpkin spice drinks in late August? Like, I remember when I would go back to school, back to Fredonia, whether it was my junior year or senior year, and I'm passing by like the Tim Hortons, the Dunkin' Donuts and stuff like that, advertising pumpkin spice like the third Saturday of August. And I'm like, what is this? The same logic goes from that to, you know, skipping over Thanksgiving and celebrating Christmas. That's just my thing. Jim in North Tonawanda has been on hold for a little bit here. Halloween is a money-maker holiday. Jim, what say you?
Halloween is the second biggest money-making holiday that we have. So think about this. If you more or less can find a way to skip over Thanksgiving, you're going from the second biggest moneymaker. The only holiday that's a bigger moneymaker than Halloween is Christmas. So you see what I mean? It's got a lot to do with money and how much store and corporate profits and how it affects the stock market and all this and so forth and so on. But it's all about, really, it's about making money. And we just become a more greedy society. I went to St. Francis School in the city of Tonawanda. So, like, when we would put up the Halloween decorations, that would be on or about the 1st of October.
Yep.
Okay, so November 1st, for us kids in Catholic school, that was a day off from school because it was All Saints Day, right?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay, so on the 2nd of November, we would come into school, and of course now with an entire school full of kids to help the teachers put up the Halloween decorations, that was like a half hour job.
Yeah.
We were done. I mean, we had taken the Halloween decorations down and put up all our, to include the manger scene, everything was done with us kids helping the teachers. A half hour, we were done.
Yeah,
and we had boxed up all the Halloween decorations on November 2nd, put them away wherever they were stored, and they were put away till next school year. But it's and you got to understand something too. A lot of our holidays, they don't want to talk about it, but it's considered, because of, you know, PC, to be, our holidays are simply too white, too European, and too Christian, and they want, like, Halloween.
Sure.
They could get rid of it, but it's such a big moneymaker.
A Brandon Bean term. Everybody eats on Christmas, right? Everybody eats, to put it into a Brandon Bean Buffalo Bills term, right?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, you go, there's so much money to be made by moving the holidays up. And like you said, they want to do pumpkin spice lattes. What? Around the 15th of August, 20th of August?
When it's 90 degrees out and 75% humidity. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, you know, we're sweating our butts off. You take your handkerchief and wipe the sweat off your face.
Right.
Or a paper towel or something, and we're doing pumpkin lattes. It's like things have gotten so out of whack.
Well, I will say, I do understand the whole money thing, too. I mean, you know, you got to get the advertisements out. A lot of people buy their Christmas presents on Black Friday. So when I see, like, phone companies or other sort of technology, maybe Apple or Samsung, when they post out their commercials during NFL games or whatever channel you watch, I can see that coming out from November 1st, November 2nd. That gives enough people enough time to buy those gifts for their loved ones. But, yeah, the money standpoint. But then, you know, when I drive down some of the residential streets and I see the giant blow-up snow globe in the middle of the front yard and it's November 3rd, I'm like, I sometimes feel like I lose track of time. I'm like, is it already December? And then I check my phone. It's like, oh, no, it's only November 5th.
Yeah, and like I said, because then you throw in the PC thing. Now, there was one, I don't remember all the details, but they found a way to cancel the Thanksgiving parade, you know, going back to we did steal the land from the Indians. We took their land by violent force. There's no doubt denying that. We did that. It happened. It's part of our history. And so, therefore, they found a way at this one place to cancel the Thanksgiving parade with the saying that Thanksgiving is a racist holiday. I mean, they got us coming or going, and you saw what happened yesterday on Election Day, so I don't know what to say. I don't know. The people better wake up. Well, they are. Some of the people are. The ones, I don't want to get into too much into politics.
But I got you,
moving
Jim.
To the red states. And, you know, they don't have to worry about canceling the Thanksgiving parade in a red state because those people are armed to the teeth and they won't have it.
See,
they just won't have it.
Kind of like what I said in the beginning. Jimmy, thank you for the call from North Tonawanda. Great. I told you it was going to be a controversial topic. Love it. See, you got the whole money situation going on here. We got, you know, and then still some of the stuff with the residential homes. I get it. Advertisers got to put out their Christmas stuff. I've been to some stores where they'll have their July 4th stuff up during Easter season because they got to sell off those things before the season comes around. I get that from a money standpoint. Still, controversial. Are you drinking the peppermint coffees on November 2nd, November 3rd? Jim brought up some great points there. So, Jim, thanks for the call. We have more of this coming up after the bottom of the hour news with Tom Puckett. You're listening to Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer 1 to 3. Joe Beamer is in for Tom Bowerly 3 to 6 right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Trevor Rush Hour Hour in here for Joe Beamer 1 to 3. Just for today, just for this week, not taking a spot full time. I would never do that to a guy like Joe Beamer. Joe Beamer is actually filling in for Tom Bowerly today, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We got Chris Giacobello behind the glass doing an excellent job playing some bumpers today. Big time rush going into a little paralyzer by Finger 11. This guy is going to be DJing your birthday parties and your proms and your homecoming dances. So today is our way too early Christmas show. Christmas season, when does it start? Before or after Thanksgiving? And if you're listening for the first segment of this show, I am so far down the other side of the spectrum here when I'm talking about Christmas season, when it starts. After, not before, after Thanksgiving. You can make the argument sometimes that, like, you know, of course you're going to be spending money on food for Thanksgiving. Of course. But why would you ever overlook such a great holiday? A holiday where you can be, you tell everyone what you're thankful for, you're together with family, you get with friends during that season, whether it's the night before Thanksgiving. I know that's a big night where a lot of people go out, or maybe a couple days after Thanksgiving where you get to, you know, it's more than just a day for Thanksgiving. Similar to that of Christmas, should not be overlooked, ever. But what I was trying to say was, you're obviously spending a lot of money on food for Thanksgiving, but it's not as expensive, it's not as stress-worthy. I don't know, who knows? Maybe if you don't know how to cook, yeah, it can get a little stressful for Thanksgiving. Or if you're a Chicago Bears fan, or, I don't know, the way that this year's going, a Washington Commanders fan, maybe that's when your Thanksgiving can get a little stressful. But you're just getting together with family, you know, getting ready to start preparing for the holiday season. It should just be that calm before the Christmas storm. Should never be overlooked. And I don't get me wrong. We know the reason for the season, why you should celebrate Christmas. The word is right in the holiday. Christmas. C-H-R-I-S-T. The birth of Jesus Christ. That is the reason why you should be celebrating Christmas. But for Thanksgiving, I mean, I'm not taking any of that away. I mean, you can go ahead, you can spread the gospel, you can celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every day, but his birthday should not be tailgated a month and a half ahead of time. My birthday is December 14th. Am I sending out invitations for my 25th birthday party October 27th? No. I'm not Jesus Christ either, but I will say, I'm not sending out the invitations to my December 14th birthday on October 27th. Doesn't make any sense. Thanksgiving is such a laid-back holiday, too. It's so nice. So nice. And I also said before we went to break as well, normalize a holiday balance. We need to normalize a holiday balance. October is for Halloween and the World Series. Two great holidays. And, you know, if you watch the World Series, that's a seven-day holiday in itself. November is for Thanksgiving. December, and you know what? This might even be a controversial topic as well. Yeah, you know, Christmas season does start after Thanksgiving. We can get behind that. But does it start December 1st, or does it start Black Friday? I'm personally a fan of getting a lot of gifts on Black Friday. Don't have to worry about buying gifts near my birthday, December 14th, or anywhere close to Christmas Eve. Unless I'm getting a gag gift for somebody, like something that's dumb and I can get at a store for fairly cheap, or just like a prank gift or something. Yeah, I can buy that on December 21st, December 22nd, throw it under the tree last minute. But Black Friday is when Christmas season starts for me, is because I get to save a ton of money on gifts on Black Friday. Everything's half off. You know, you got Cyber Monday, which is kind of underrated, all that online shopping that you do on Cyber Monday. Just, you know, just kind of poking around online, a lot of people say that Christmas starts December 1st. Christmas starts as soon as the Advent calendar starts. When does it start? Black Friday or December 1st? Black Friday for me, all day. And sometimes the tree stays up through New Year's. The three wise men, if you know your Christian trivia, if you know your faith in the Lord, you know that the three wise men showed up to deliver gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Jesus on January 6th. So does your tree stay up until January 6th? There's a lot that goes into the mix here. Feel free to call in. Do you think that Christmas season starts the day after Halloween? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I remember watching a South Park episode, Halloween episode, right, where they get lost on the ghost ship when they were supposed to be trick-or-treating, I think. And one of the characters was just kept singing Christmas songs. This is like an episode from, what, 1997? It was when South Park was good. So 1997, 1998, 99, 2000, something like that. And one of the characters just keeps singing Christmas songs on that ghost ship. They run into the band Korn. Have you guys ever heard of the band Korn? For some reason, they were on that ship too, and they were all ghosts. And it turned like a Scooby-Doo thing. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. You've probably seen that episode. One of the characters keeps singing Christmas songs while they're trick-or-treating. And everyone's saying, like, what are you, stupid? Like, why do you keep singing Christmas stuff on Halloween? Well, I'm on, I'll tell you what, Friday. Last Friday, I'm on Snapchat, I'm on Instagram, I'm on all the socials, right? And I see, it's Christmas season, October 31st, it's Christmas season, with the Christmas tree in the background as like their Instagram story, their Snapchat story. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, where have we gone? South Park was making fun of that just 20 years ago, saying, oh, you can't be singing Christmas songs. It's Halloween. We're supposed to be out here trick-or-treating. Fast forward to 2025, the Christmas tree's going up on October 31st. And I'm just laughing at people. And the decorations. You know what? If you want to go all out for Christmas, go all out for Christmas. I'm fine with that. Our household, we're more of a less is more type of family. We'll stick, you know, those fake candles in the window. We'll put the wreath up over the garage. That's fine. Maybe some lights here or there, but nothing outrageous. It is kind of funny, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but when I see Rudolph, especially during the wind advisory that we're currently in right now, the blow-up Rudolph, like, deformed because of the wind, and it's only November 5th, that is hilarious to me. Oh, why is the red nose all the way on the other side of his face? Well, yeah, it's because, number one, it's not snowing yet. Number two, the rain is pouring down. And number three, it's not Christmas season. Rudolph shouldn't be out there. Rudolph should be in the snow. Rudolph should be up in the North Pole. He should not be in your front yard in Lackawanna, New York, Amherst, New York, Grand Island, New York. He should not be out there. Just saying. You know, you got to get through Thanksgiving first. I feel like you're casting a dark shadow, a dark cloud over Thanksgiving by shoving it to the side. And I know, you know, Thanksgiving, nobody, name me five Thanksgiving songs. I might know one, the Over the River, Through the Woods, that one that I learned from Charlie Brown, that one. I couldn't tell you another Thanksgiving song. So the music aspect isn't there like it is for Christmas. I get that. Normally the snow, hopefully not this year, shouldn't be down yet. So, you know, that's not there either. But I don't know. I understand, you know, maybe the Christmas traditions and preparing for Christmas is more fun than preparing for Thanksgiving. I get that. Totally do. Can't jump the gun. If you jump the gun in the NFL, that's called false start. That's a 5-yard penalty. So anyone, and I'm not being serious when I say this. When I drive past your house and I see Santa Claus waving at me, I'm throwing the penalty flag. 5 yards. Push your house 5 yards back. Yep, that's right. Your front yard just got 5 yards longer. Flag down. I'll bring the referee Halloween costume out. If that's what we're gonna do, you know what? If we're gonna start celebrating Christmas in November, I might as well just keep celebrating Halloween. We are closer to Halloween right now than we are Christmas. I might as well bring the costume back out and just call everyone for personal foul, unnecessary Christmas decorating, and not waiting until December. And again, don't want to sound like the Grinch here, because I'm not. I love Christmas. I love giving stuff away. I love being with family. I love doing all the Christmas stuff. seeing people I haven't seen in such a long time. That's always super, super fun. Driving in the snow is not fun. I'll say that. Scraping off the car, that's not fun. Scraping off the windshield is not fun, but Christmas is fun. Celebrating the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes. That is the reason for the season. If he's not here, we're not here. Telling you, people. Telling you. But Thanksgiving is a nice time to prep, to really, it's the calm before the Christmas storm. Be thankful before we start stressing about, oh, what do I get so-and-so for Christmas? What do I get this person? What do I get this person? We're not singing Christmas carols while we're trick-or-treating, guys. It just doesn't make any sense. Setting up the Christmas tree in November is like eating ice cream before dinner. Spoils your dinner. Anyone could call in here. 803-0930, *930. And let me just paint a picture for you real quick. All right, picture this. This is what we do, okay? Black Friday. We're eating leftovers. Okay, I'm a big open-faced turkey sandwich guy. Throw a little gravy on top of that. Eat it with a fork and knife. Absolutely. Light meat, dark meat, throw it both on a white bread, whatever you want to use. English muffins, those are also good on English muffins, by the way. Great. Open-faced turkey sandwich with stuffing on the side and mashed potatoes while decorating your Christmas tree on Black Friday while also online shopping at the same time. Paint me a better picture than that. Doesn't that sound like fun? That's so fun. You're eating leftovers. Open-faced turkey sandwich, or whatever you like to eat on. I know a lot of people eat. Don't even get me started on this one. The ham on Thanksgiving. I might ruffle some feathers with that one too. I'm a big turkey guy on Thanksgiving, okay? Ham is for Christmas. That's the best scene ever. You're eating the leftovers. They're still as good as they were the day before, if not better. While Christmas music's playing in the background and the tree's going up. Best. The best. How can you experience that if your tree's already up November 1st? Let's go to John in Holland. Christmas starts after Halloween. All right, John, what you got here?
Rush Hour, first off, got to say you're doing a fantastic job.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that, man.
But, you know, I got to say, maybe I'm only going to appeal to the people that get it from my point of view, but I got a toddler. You know, it's pretty outstanding, and I can contest the Christmas shopping on Black Friday, right, when you're eating your open-faced sandwich.
Of course.
But the look on a toddler's face when they get to go being, and in my case, being dressed up like Cinderella, my wife is the fairy godmother, I'm Prince Charming, to the next day, us being able to ride that high and put up Christmas decorations in a tree and seeing her bright face every single time she looks at the tree just in awe. The fact that I get to do that for the next two straight months, and yeah, we do keep it up, by the way, the Three Kings Day, because, well, you know, Buffalo born and raised Catholic,
of
right?
Of course, yes. Love that.
But it's two straight months of festive decorations. We don't overshadow Thanksgiving. It still holds its meaning. But we're also getting it. I mean, look at outside. Look at the weather. It's gray. It's rainy. It's about to be gray and nasty for the next three straight months in Buffalo. Why not have that extra cheer and those lights just to soften the next couple of months? And for us, once it's over, it is not a slow takedown. It is over.
I will say,
decorations, they were gone November 1st, and by the end of the day, the 2nd, the tree was up, and so were the lights outside.
Well, you know what? I didn't even take that into consideration. You know, if you do have young kids at home, maybe they do want to see stuff like that. I really didn't take that into consideration. So you do make a great point there. You know, I was going to get into some of the reasons to celebrate before Thanksgiving and kind of debunk those. That was actually one of the ones that I kind of wrote down. It was, you know, maybe somebody else wants to see these things go up before. Maybe if you have like a young kid or something, or maybe somebody that really's never celebrated Christmas before that wants to see what that's like. I can kind of get behind that. That's for sure.
It's honestly the only reason. I mean, before having a kid, I mean, Christmas tree went up a couple of weeks before Christmas,
yeah.
And then, you know, still came down a few days after the New Year, go through January 6th. But I've never experienced it where I want to see it that much.
Now
because
you don't.
I'm now looking at it through her eyes, and then I'm going, oh man, I remember this as a kid. We loved when the tree went up. And I remember as a kid sometimes having a tree up before Thanksgiving, never as early as we do it, but, you know, 3-4 days beforehand. Or the day of Thanksgiving, we're putting a tree up while we're eating and watching football. Like, that was a thing when I was a kid. But this, it's a whole different point of view. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. This is fun for you.
Yeah, John.
For me now, too.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as you're not, you know, leaving it up until the Super Bowl or Daytona 500, that's okay. You know, just take it down at the appropriate time. You know, I can really get behind that. I really can. I think that is a good rebuttal. John, thanks for the call. That was John in Holland. Awesome. Awesome call. Karen is on a cell phone in a car. She says that she will take the 5-yard house penalty. Karen, you're in a car. I don't know where you live, so I'm not sure where I'm going to be throwing the penalty flag here.
Yep. I say, so what? If it brings you joy in this day and age, who cares? You can do you, and I can do me. Why can't we all just get along? I can appreciate your thinking. I appreciate your input. I appreciate your opinion. So do the same for me and appreciate mine. It brings me great joy. And if there's something that can bring joy to my heart, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I'm not hurting anybody with it.
I think, Karen, I think what I just have to do is I think I just have to deactivate my social media so it's not just shoved in my face like all the time. Like, if you want to do that, you know, go ahead. But yeah, there's a lot of people that I'm friends with on social media that just say, Christmas this, Christmas this, Christmas this. I'm like, it's November 1st. It's election day. Like, you know, you kind of get where I'm kind of coming from there.
Social media is an entity in and of itself, and that's why I'm not on it, because it's so judgmental. As long as you're not hurting anybody, do what makes you happy. That's just my way of thinking.
You know what? I can actually get behind that. You know what? If it makes you happy, don't let Mr. Rush Hour Grinch over here take that happiness away from you. I do have my beliefs. Karen's got her beliefs. Karen, thank you for the call.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Yeah, I just said on the show, hey, we're celebrating too early. Karen drops a Merry Christmas and I get roped into it. It's unreal. I got to get a backbone. I got to get a spine or something. I should have said Happy Thanksgiving before hanging up that call. What am I doing? That was a layup. I fell right into her trap. That's unbelievable. Okay, well, the texts are starting to flood in. We will continue this topic at the top of the hour. Tom Puckett's got the top of the hour news for you. You're listening to Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer today, not permanently, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker.
Well, hey, Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer, 1-3 today. Joe Beamer's got you 3-6 in for Tom Bowerly in about an hour or so. Chris Giacobello behind the glass doing excellent, excellent job. That time it was Matchbox 20. Shout out to those that went to the Matchbox 20 concert, Darien Lake, just a couple summers ago. Great show, great show. Always been a Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20, sort of a alternative rock fan. Even though I do listen to everything, if you did listen to the first time I've ever filled in for Joe Beamer on this, I talked a lot about how my music taste, I listen to everything, literally everything. So if you guys have any great ideas for FCC-appropriate bumper music coming out of breaks, feel free to text the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 716-803-0930. The Way Too Early Christmas Show. When does Christmas season start? Before or after Thanksgiving? We are continuing that topic. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, National Donut Day. Great day for everybody to celebrate. I don't know any establishments that have any maybe BOGOs or half price dozens. I don't know. Go out and eat a donut today. Why not? You earned it. Go for it. Why not? If your family tradition setting up the Christmas tree the day after Halloween, I've already said my piece on this a lot. If you want to do that, yay rah, go fight win. You do you, boo. Guess what? I strongly disagree. And I don't think I'm the only one here that strongly disagrees either. I did also find during the break, actually a couple breaks ago, a rebuttal. These are reasons to celebrate before Thanksgiving. I'm going to try to debunk these the best way that I can. And if we don't get any more callers, I do want to switch gears because I did come up with something on the fly as well that we can touch on just a little bit before going into our next break here. But number one reason to put up your Christmas tree the day after Halloween is more time for festivities. Starting early gives people more time to enjoy the Christmas season, from decorations to music and parties. Okay, you know what? If you want more time doing that, that's fine. You know what that tells me, though? You're not cherishing your time the way you're supposed to during Advent. Do you need more than 25 days to celebrate the Christmas season? Do you? Do you need more than 25 minutes for that? I don't know. Gives you more time. What are we talking here? 40 days? I know 40 days is Lent going into Easter season. Do we need 40 days of Advent too? I don't know. Maybe that sounds like user error. Might want to just use your time better during the Christmas season with the days that you have. Play with the cards that you are dealt. The other one here says personal enjoyment. Some people simply enjoy the Christmas season and want to embrace the festive feeling for as long as possible. I can't, you know, tell you how to feel. Can't. If some people do that and that's how some people want to roll, by all means, yay, rah, go fight, win. You do you. That sounds good. As long as we're not getting into something like, you know, I'm putting up the Christmas tree, the fake tree, September, you know, week one of the NFL season. I'm putting up the Christmas tree September 9th. Okay. I mean, some people are going to be asking questions. Some people are going to be asking questions. Childhood nostalgia. This is kind of like what another caller said before. Childhood nostalgia, for some, celebrating early is tied to fond childhood memories and a desire to recreate that experience. And again, I can't, you know, disagree with that either. Christmas, I think, was a lot more fun back when, you know, I couldn't fall asleep on Christmas Eve. That was a lot of fun. But as much as you try, I don't know, can you really recreate that feeling? It's called nostalgia for a reason. Can't really go back in time and recreate that feeling unless maybe you have a young child, somebody to share that experience with. I can kind of get behind that, but you can try till the cows come home to bring that childhood nostalgia feel back. But I don't know, sometimes it's fun to celebrate Christmas as an adult. You get to go to a lot of the parties, you know, where they're serving beverages for those that are older than 21 years of age in the United States and 19 years of age in Canada. Those are fun, responsibly, of course. Of course. But yeah, if you do have a young child, you probably can feel that childhood nostalgia again, or maybe a niece or nephew that's really, really young. It's starting to get into that Christmas season where they're old enough to understand what's going on, the whole Santa Claus thing. They know what Rudolph is. They know all the songs. They probably have like the holiday concert, the chorus concert or whatever school they go to. Then I think the feelings will start to come back. But if you're 24 years old like me, you know, you can try anything you want. It's just not going to feel like it was when you were 9, 10 years old. I don't think it's going to feel that way. But to each their own. Commercial pressure. This was the big money grab. The big money grab. Some people feel that the commercialization, I don't remember who the caller was. I remember his name. Was it John? Maybe the caller before John mentioned this. Some people feel that the commercialization of Christmas starts so early that they may as well start enjoying the holiday season then, as many stores and promos have already shifted to Christmas themes. Yes, the money aspect is, I think, for the Black Friday sales, for the Cyber Monday sales, for the entire Christmas season. They have to put those commercials out at those specific times. And because if they send them out too late, you know, everybody's going to have all of those gifts under the tree. And it's already going to be too late at that point. So they kind of have to. They kind of have to get, you know, to that point. So commercial pressure is always going to be there. If you walk into a BJ's or a Sam's Club, they have Christmas stuff in the middle of October. The big inflatable stuff when you walk in. You could see it from any part of the store. They have to do that for their commercialization purpose. I understand why they do that. You know, it's the big companies need to make the big bucks, and they have to do that. But if that's the way you live, you know, don't make it sound like, you know, I'm a dictator or anything and tell you how to live. I'm not doing that. Somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tech Sports said commercial Christmas brainwashing. I didn't say that. I think it's more so just the economic scheme of the thing, but brainwashing, you know, your words for sure. I think, you know, maybe some of us can kind of get behind that as well. Look, somebody dropped an Alice in Chains song that we can come out of, you know, coming out of the next break. Hey, we might need to go for that because, yeah. May he rest in peace, Layne Staley, made one of the best singers of all time. But what do you guys think? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Christmas season, when does it start? Before Thanksgiving? I'm talking right after Thanksgiving, or right after Halloween, excuse me, or after Thanksgiving. What are we thinking? Claire in Amherst has 5 Thanksgiving songs. 5 of them. I got my hand ready to go. Looking. I'm going to be counting 1 through 5. Claire, how's it going?
Are you ready? Fine. Thank you. It's great talking to you and hearing you talk about all these holidays.
Well, it's likewise, Claire. It's always favorite. Great talking to you, too.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Over the River and Through the Woods.
That's 1.
For the Beauty of the Earth.
That's 2.
For the Beauty. Okay. And then.
Yes.
Thanks. Bless This House. Very great one, too.
I'm adding all these to my Spotify playlist, too, Claire. I hope you know that.
Pardon me?
I'm adding all of these to my Spotify playlist as we speak. I'm writing these down, actually.
Oh, thanks be to God. Listening to a Londonderry air, which is, of course, the Danny Boy theme song. Da-da-da-dum.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep.
It's written. And then, come ye thankful people, come. Come ye thankful people, come.
Very nice. Well, very nice. And, so what you're telling me here.
Maybe I have more than 5. This is called a prayer of Thanksgiving. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. That's 1.
Very nice.
Prayer of Thanksgiving.
Well, Claire, that was actually 6. That was actually 6 Thanksgiving songs.
6, okay. And let's see. I have 1 more, but it's very authentic, and I'm actually going to have to study it myself. I don't know. It's not Bless This House, but it's another, like, where is it?
So are you in agreement with me that we should not overshadow Thanksgiving? That Thanksgiving needs to come first and then Christmas comes after?
Oh, right. Yes. I think they should both be equal as far as, because this is a very thankful one, grateful for everything we have.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be giving presents to everybody. And it's a little bit less work for the mother, the hostess. Too, you know, because she doesn't have to get that extra present and this and this and this, running around like a, you know, robot. So, yeah, I think it's a very, very important one. And yeah. Christmas, of course, is our Lord. Yes.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving can be a very faithful holiday as well. I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of people do have that, the prayer of Thanksgiving that they say. The families with the really, really, really long Thanksgiving prayer, the stuff that you see like on TV and sitcoms and stuff like that. I know families that do that too. But I feel like sometimes, you know, commercialization, you know, that stuff happens with Christmas. But the decorations and everything and the nonsense, I mean, this could be partially my fault because I'm on social media like all the time and I just catch myself doom scrolling a lot. But when I see like it's November, it's election day and you're out there getting your peppermint like coffee or whatever, I'm like, you know, it maybe.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this
right now. New bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm gonna bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Maybe we can wait until after Thanksgiving instead of the Christmas tree in the front yard or something. Where's the cornucopia? Where's the inflatable turkey?
That's right. And the gourds.
right, and the squash and everything like that, right? So
yeah,
I mean, I remember when I would grow up in school, in elementary school, we would make the hand turkey. We would trace our hand and make the feathers fingers and stuff.
Yeah, I did that too.
Whatever happened to that? Like, I feel like we're going straight from Halloween, skipping right over Thanksgiving, going right into Christmas.
And then if I know I'm going somewhere and there's a piano, I take my music with music sheets. And I did this for a Thanksgiving holiday with people I was meeting for the first time. But because I heard there was a piano there, I had the words all printed out, which I always do because I was tired of hearing people say, "I don't know the words." So I print them out. And so I asked, would you like to do a song for Thanksgiving? And they looked at me. The men, of course, did not cooperate. They were watching football. And the other people all did. And so we did come. And I have tons of verses to it, too, by the way. Lots of verses. So we did it. And what do you think they said after that song?
They probably said, "Nice job. I was watching football, but if I wasn't, I'd be singing right there with you while I'm eating."
No, not the people who sang it said, "Do you have another one?"
Oh, there you go. Encore, I think is the word you're looking for right there. Encore.
I didn't have a Thanksgiving one, but I had America the Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Always a good one.
That turned it out. So we did that, and they were very happy. So, yeah.
Very nice. Well, Claire, thanks for the call.
Six.
That was six Thanksgiving songs, right? I have to go back and listen, but I think that was six Thanksgiving songs. So
right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
To you.
Great talking to you too, Claire in Amherst. Great. Hey, I mentioned in the first one because I didn't think anyone would actually do it. Name five Thanksgiving songs. Claire from Amherst. Six. Those are all getting added to the Spotify playlist. And those should all be played on the radio. Back to 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 back. So that's six. Yeah, okay. Great stuff. Great stuff. And you know what? We're gonna leave off on this. If there's any final thoughts on this, I do have a little mini segment we can get into in the bottom of the hour. Shouldn't last too long, but way too early or way too late. Does Christmas season start after Halloween? For me, it goes Halloween, All Saints Day, Thanksgiving. That's what it should be. And, you know, part of me, I seem to always bring this up as well on my shows. I go out and hunt at our family cabin. Rifle season is the second or third Saturday of every November. It just wouldn't look the same to me. Again, this is my experience coming back from one of the hunts and seeing Christmas lights all around the house. It just doesn't feel right. Everybody else is different. You know, everyone else wants to have that childhood experience. They want to bring back the Christmassy feel. They feel like they don't have enough time to celebrate it, even though, you know, The Advent calendar is 25 days long. That thing, that's 3.5 weeks. That's plenty of time to celebrate the Christmas season. But then, again, it's not just Christmas, guys. It is pumpkin spice in the middle of August when it's 92 degrees outside. It is Valentine's Day, everything, at a lot of the major retail stores as soon as January 1st happens. So if you think it's just me being the Grinch and dumping all over Christmas, that is not what's going on here. That happens with a lot, especially a lot of commercial holidays too. How many times do you go into a retail store and it's January 1st, January 2nd, red hearts everywhere? And then January 16th, 17th, 18th, that's when you see the four-leaf clover. That's when you see the leprechaun. That's when you see the what do you call those things? The peppermint patty candies, the gold chocolate candies. Yes, it's every holiday. Now, Easter's a little bit different. That changes a lot every single year. You either get it super late in April, early April, or like sometimes even late March. So they always got to be on their toes with that. But Christmas, it's always getting earlier and earlier every single year. At least that's the way I feel like it is. And it should, I think it should start. I'm going to be that guy. Black Friday. It's a perfect kickoff to Christmas season. Hey, you know, little Johnny wants so-and-so, so-and-so. Amazon, prime it, it's here in a day. Don't have to worry about shopping in December. And not only do you prime it, it's here in a day. You don't have to shop at all in December. You don't have to fight the treacherous roads of the lake effect storms here in Buffalo, New York. You can do it from the comfort of your couch all on Black Friday, get all of your shopping done, and then you could really, really enjoy the Christmas season. That's when the tree can go up. That's, you know, the hot cocoa, the Advent calendar, the setting up the Christmas tree, watching Elf one night, and then maybe another night you watch Christmas Vacation, and then another night, don't get me started on, I mean, we are way too late in the show to talk about Die Hard, but if you're one of those that believes that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, you can throw that on the TV too. That's fun. I'm in for a stress-free time. Just got out of college like a couple years ago. I'm over stress. I'm over it. I'll get my shopping done Black Friday. Don't have to worry about a darn thing in December. But I guess there is a little loophole with that. If you do start celebrating Christmas the day after Halloween, maybe you get all your shopping done by Thanksgiving. What am I saying? Tom Puckett's got you for the bottom of the hour news. We got a quick segment coming up after this. I want to see your intake on this, and I will tease this in a little bit. You know, the World Series just wrapped up. NASCAR Championship just wrapped up, and we are halfway through the NFL season. What is the hardest championship to win in pro sports? What do you think? I have my little list. I bet you Chris does as well. If he wants to read off his, he absolutely can going into the next segment. But Tom Puckett's got you for the bottom of the hour news. Right here, Trevor Rush Hour Hauer filling in for Joe Beamer. 1 to 3, you're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, final segment. Trevor Rush Hour Hour in for Joe Beamer, 1 to 3 today. That's actually one of Joe Beamer's favorite bands, by the way, and also one of mine, O-Town. I mean, come on. Anybody listening to this, do you guys, does anyone remember that band? Making the Band? I don't know. Or is it just me, the MTV show? I was too young, but all the episodes are on YouTube if you ever want to watch that. Great show. First ever, I think it was the first ever music reality show ever played on MTV, O-Town. That's right. Was the first ever band to do it, and you can't take that away from them. Just like how you can't take away the Houston Astros winning their second World Series title 3 years ago on the day, right, Chris Giacobello? Shout out to his Philadelphia Phillies, by the way. They had a deeper playoff run than my Houston Astros this year. So just saying. At least they made it to the postseason. We were talking about earlier, Christmas season. Does it start after Thanksgiving? Does it start before? We got a good mix of both, especially along the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We got 6 Thanksgiving songs on one of the callers, dropped in 6 different Thanksgiving songs, bringing knowledge to everybody out there. That's great. We love that, don't we? We got some people that are so passionate, though, about putting up their Christmas tree on November 1st. We love seeing that as well. We love just having dialogue. We love having great conversation. So if nobody has anything else on this, we will switch topics real quick. I thought this was good. This one, it's actually funny because I saw this on my Facebook today, just on my timeline. I said, you know what? This could be a cool little segment we can do to maybe round out the show. And it popped up saying, I think it was a list of maybe four different sports. And it said, what is the most difficult championship to win in all professional sports? We're not talking collegiate sports. So as difficult as it would be to win a college football title, or the BCS as it was back in the day, when you have all these different conferences and whoever has the most money wins the more games and affords the best players and everything like that, that's more of the collegiate way. I think that's probably one of the hardest to win in sports. But yeah, I got my list. I got a few different things that I want to say about this. The number one team, or the number one sport that I think is the hardest to win in professional sports, it has to be the Stanley Cup. Has to be the Stanley Cup. I've said, you know, I used to run a sports talk radio show on one of the Fredonia radio stations just a couple few years ago, and I mean, these hockey players in the NHL that join the league sometimes at 18 years old, no matter how good they are, sometimes they can play until they're 40, 41, 42 years old. These guys play 82 games a year. One of the most physical, one of the most grinding sports. I played in the 11-day power play on that one of the three-hour shifts. It has to be late June of this year. And the hamstrings were gone. The quad muscles, I was losing muscle there. That's for sure. Losing some muscle there, or at least getting some strong fatigue for the next couple days. The quads were gone. The hamstring was gone. The calves were gone. The middle of the back too. I didn't realize from being hunched over for a while trying to get the puck. Maybe I should keep my head up so I don't end up like Tim Connolly one of these times. But hey, hockey is so physically grinding. You play 82 of these games. It's hard hitting every single night, 82 games a year. Plus, every single round in the postseason is best of seven. That has to be one of the most difficult. And they run a 2-2-1-1-1 playoff format. The higher seed gets games 1 and 2. The lower seeds get 3 and 4. And then game 5 goes to the higher seed. Then you got to go on the road to the lower seed in Game 6 and then back to the higher seed in Game 7. I always think of the Boston Bruins and the Vancouver Canucks. That, I think, was 2011. That series went to 7 games. They went from Boston the first 2 games to Vancouver the next 2 games. Game 5 in Boston, Game 6 in Vancouver, Game 7 in Boston. Or I might have that flipped, whoever was the higher seed. But you're going from Massachusetts all the way to Western Canada, what, 4 different times in a playoff series? You see players ripping teeth out on the bench, players playing with wired jaws. I know when Pat LaFontaine played in Buffalo, he was having some concussion problems, had to have his wire, or had to have his jaw wired shut. And he never missed a shift. Never missed a shift. The Stanley Cup is the most physically demanding, hardest trophy to win in sports, and that's why I heavily respect the Florida Panthers, because they were able to do that back-to-back. Not quite as dominant as the Islanders were in the 80s when they went on their four-peat, but still very, very good. The MLB World Series. I kind of teased this a little bit, giving my buddy Chris here a hard time. He's a big Philadelphia sports fan. I got we have family that lives in Houston, so shout out to them. Got a cousin that works for the team in the season ticket department. So we're big time Stros fans here in the Rush Hour household, and that's a grind. 162 games a season, not to mention February is spring training time. So your off season is 2 months long. And then throw on top of that, you have the World Baseball Classic that happens before spring training. I think this year these players' off seasons are only about 2 months long. Then they go back on the grind again. But you have these super teams that could afford the best players, similar to that of college football, like the Dodgers, that can spend. It seems like they can print unlimited money. They have some sort of treasury, you know, some sort of money printing device in Los Angeles, California, where they can afford all the best players. Shohei Ohtani being one of them, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, all of those guys. But that is a grind. 162 games, you're fighting through injuries still, you're worn out, you have to play. It's also harder for the teams that you know right off the rip are not going to be making a deep postseason run. The Colorado Rockies, who at what, 38 wins this year? You knew their season was done in June, and they still have to go out in the dog days of summer, July, August, September, and still play those games on their schedule. That can't be easy either. Third and final one on my list here, the Super Bowl. You play 17 games, but every single playoff round is single elimination. That's the hardest part. Then you have the Super Bowl, and then you have everybody watching. Every single playoff game is a nationally televised game, or it seems like it. But you got that recovery time. Nobody practices on Monday. You got teams that do optional practices on Friday. With all of these teams that play overseas in London, you have multiple rest days, multiple travel days. So my top three, Stanley Cup, World Series at 2 and 3 is the Super Bowl. We have the producer of the Tom Byerly Show on line one, Tanner Saunders. You're talking difficult championships to win. What you got, my guy?
Hey, now, I agree with you. I think the hardest championship to win is the Stanley Cup, because the fact that these guys are out there on the ice skating around on what, 3-4 inch millimeter blades and making it look effortless, that in itself is pretty remarkable. But then the fact that you have to do that for an 82 game season, then you have to win 16 games you have to play 4 best of 7 series.
Yep.
I mean, that
16 games is the bare minimum,
right? Yep. That's about as hard as it gets. So definitely, I think. And plus, hockey is just such a weird sport. Like, you hear the term, look at goaltenders alone. Like, goalies are voodoo. You hear that all the time.
And yep.
That position in itself is just so volatile. Like, look at my favorite Sabre, for example, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. First game he plays this year, he lets in, he faces 23 shots, lets in 4. They lose in overtime against Toronto. And then the next time he plays, he comes out, he stops like 31 of 34. And then every shot he faces in the shootout, he stops. So just the up and down nature of that position alone. And the game itself is so weird. Like, the better team doesn't always win. Like, there's so many games where all it takes is an odd bounce or two for that to drastically change the outcome of the game. So for all those reasons, I think the Stanley Cup is the hardest championship to win. The easiest one, I'd say, for all of the four professional sports is probably the NBA.
For
the reason that you cited with baseball, with the super team, like, you think about it, you only have, 10 players on the floor at a time. So if you're a team that has 2 top 5 players in the league, you're giving yourself a pretty good shot. Like, just take a look at the Golden State Warriors with Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant. Look at the Heatles with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
The early Lakers teams in the early 2010s?
Those
were big.
Kobe and Pau Gasol. And even if you wanted to go back to the 80s, look at the Lakers with Magic and Kareem.
Yep.
The Bulls of the 90s with Jordan and Pippen. So definitely. And, they have a demanding schedule. They have the same format as the NHL with the 82 game season.
And everything's best of 7.
Best of 7 series, but still, like I said, you only have, 10 players on the floor at a time. So, if you get 2 top 5 players in the league on the floor together, you give yourself a pretty good opportunity. For my 2 and 3, I would flip-flop. I think you said MLB 2, NFL 3. I would go NFL 2 and MLB 3. I'm not taking away from the MLB. Like, they have an absolute drag of a season, but I would say football is the more physically demanding sport. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a contact sport. It's a blood sport. But
you're not wrong there.
The Super Bowl and the World Series are both tough to win in their own right for their own reasons.
Yeah, you are absolutely not wrong there. I don't think we're looking at head-on collisions in baseball unless somebody's not looking at where they're going, sliding into second base, and we see maybe a concussion here or there. But the most injuries in baseball are non-contact.
With that said, I would not want to be on the pitcher's mound and take a shot from Aaron Judge right off whatever body part. But certainly,
or get into a fight with Nolan Ryan, get yourself in a chokehold with Well, Tanner, appreciate the call, and I think Tanner and I really agree on a lot of things, and you're going to hear him in the Barnes Firm Traffic Command starting at 3:30 p.m. So, Tanner, thank you for the call. Also, honorable mention, I think, for hardest sport to win. If you watched the NASCAR championship, one driver goes around the track the whole time. You are fending for yourself, and your pit crew is also fending for your team. Just one guy versus four. You can lead 209 laps and win six times in the regular season. But as soon as that caution comes out, that can destroy your chances of winning a NASCAR championship. I think the playoffs need to be looked at again. Maybe abolish the chase for the cup entirely. That's up there as well. Right now in studio, we have Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly today, 3-6 for our crosstalk segment.
Let me tell you.
I was kind of bashing you a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
It was friendly fire.
We're going to get to that.
There's no animosity here.
We're going to get to that. I was going to actually come storming in, but I didn't want to take, you know, this is your show. I'll handle it.
Well, I'm technically on your show.
Yes, but I don't think of things like that. Now, when it comes to hardest sport to win, you know, I still think college football, even though it has graduated from the BCS. The BCS was impossible.
Four teams, is that what it was?
Yeah, well, four teams was the first playoff.
Yeah.
BCS was two teams.
Yep.
I mean, there was a year that LSU got into the national championship, and as Steve Spurrier pointed out, because they didn't have to play a championship game. Yep. It was crazy. I still think, though, I mean, college football, unless you're Notre Dame, if you have two losses in the month of November, you're not going to the playoffs.
Right.
Right.
No.
I mean, you know,
teams have to go 9-3 at the very worst.
And
right.
And you're sweating it out on decision day. I still think college football. You have 130 some teams. I mean, obviously, a lot less when we're talking Power Four.
Sure.
But all going for 12 spots, and really Power Four going for 11 spots. Three of those given four of those given to the conference winner. One given to the group of five. So if you lose two conference games, you're out of your conference.
Lights out.
And then you go on a win streak. It is still a coin toss if you're going to be in the playoffs. Again, unless you're Notre Dame, you don't have to play in a conference championship game, so you don't have to worry about losing in December. Like, to me, that is, college football is definitely one of the most difficult in the setup that it is today.
They have expanded to 12.
Yes, 12
playoff teams.
Yeah.
And that got a little bit interesting. Some of the New Year's Day games last year, I think of Texas and ASU, the Cam Scataboo game where he had like 300 yards, total yards on the ground. And that game almost got flipped upside down. I mean, collegiate sports for sure. College basketball is kind of up there as well. The whole two halves thing for men's basketball, other than four quarters, is a little bit of a different atmosphere as well.
Yep.
But I mean, I'm thinking of the Stanley Cup playoffs, looking at pictures of Brad Marchand or Zdeno Chara ripping teeth out on the bench. And
yeah,
I already mentioned Pat LaFontaine playing with a wired jaw. Thomas Vanek, I think probably the last year the Sabres made the playoffs, he played with a full cage because he blew up his jaw.
For sure. Now, I want to take it back to what you were saying earlier, because I did this. I talked about this on Monday.
You actually inspired me for this.
Yeah.
For this one.
I don't understand, like, your way of thinking. Trevor, I love you to death. I don't understand your way of thinking, because, again, I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, in my opinion, is part of the holiday season. Like, if I'm sitting there at a Friendsgiving, at Thanksgiving, if I'm watching the Macy's Parade, if I'm watching the Cowboys, not that I'm a Cowboy, but, you know, Cowboys play on Thanksgiving.
They're always on, yeah.
The tree in the corner, Santa by the fireplace, the lights on. How is that taking away? To me, that's enhancing my Thanksgiving experience.
I think it's just something that we never did. It's just kind of foreign territory to me.
Yeah.
And if I tried it now, being, you know, close to 25 years old, I think it would just be a little bit foreign to me. It's not like I could really, you know, I wouldn't be able to adjust to it or anything, but I just, I don't know.
But
I feel
not,
like
but
that's the, like the, you know, the hand turkey, the cornucopia, the,
yeah, I'm not
the
buying
pumpkins.
A cornucopia to be out for 2 weeks. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving, again, but the idea of, well, you're passing over Thanksgiving. No, I'm not. I love Thanksgiving. Turkey trot, dinner.
Oh, I'm doing the turkey
leftovers.
Trot with you.
Can't wait.
We're both doing it.
Can't wait. You know, those things, again, like for me, enhanced. But it's like the turkey trot, right? Has nothing to do with the world's largest disco. But the after party is when the convention center is already dressed up for the world's largest disco. And like, this is pretty awesome. Now, if that wasn't there, I wouldn't have the same feeling, you know? I mean, it's to me, it enhances it. I love it. I was walking around Target today. They're putting all the decorations up.
Let's go. Yeah. I mean, I think once you drive by Best Buy, they got those big lights up there too.
That's right.
Wrapped around the whole building. But yeah, I mean, it does kind of make sense, you know, when you get to Black Friday, though. Ultimate gift buying day.
Yeah.
If you want to save yourself the heartache, the stress of buying something for someone, you can prime it on Black Friday, have it delivered by Saturday. You're in business.
I miss what Black Friday used to be. I miss the lines at the doors. We would have a reporter somewhere, like at the mall. What are you here for? I'm here for, you know, they only have 10 TVs. I've been standing in line. I missed dinner. I remember going from a friend's house when I was younger by Circuit City, which used to be right down the street from us.
Oh, RIP Circuit City.
Yeah, yep. Dude, it was the best. No offense, Best Buy, but Circuit City was the best. And there was a line of people. There were tents and everything of people waiting for Circuit City to open Black Friday because, you know, they only had 50 of something. It's like, I miss that. I know a lot of people hated that. That's what I miss. Black Friday now, it's called Black Friday, but it's not. It's not the rush.
Friday.
Yeah, Cyber Friday. That's for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
But you know, the rush when I worked in retail and what the malls used to look like on Black Friday, I miss that, and I do wish that I wish the stores would try to bring the spirit of Black Friday back. Now, with me saying that, I don't mean when we got to the point, because I think this is what killed Black Friday. It wasn't Amazon. It wasn't the internet. It was stores opening at noon on Thanksgiving. That killed Black Friday because people said, I'm not going to support these businesses that are making their employees work all Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that drove them to the internet. I say, hey, admit you were wrong. Let's go. Let's get back to in-store shopping for the holidays. Let's get back to rushing the store, rushing the mall on Black Friday.
I think something that I need to experience before I leave this earth, I had to be in like New York City or something on Black Friday and just experience what that's like.
Mm.
And try to survive.
Well,
get that feeling of survival. You know, get your blood pumping a little bit and try to just, you know, buy whatever you can get your hands on and just make it a game, I guess.
I'll tell you, New York City around Christmas time, you got the tree, you got the skating rink.
I was there last year.
It was beautiful. Great. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, New York's got its problems, and it's facing more, as we'll talk about next segment. But New York City at Christmas, that's one thing I hope you can't take away because it's absolutely beautiful.
The big tree.
The big tree. The skating right under the tree. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all dressed up. The stores are actually dressed up for Christmas, and people are shopping. You go to Central Park, you see the hotel where Home Alone 2 was filmed, the plaza.
You'll see the big fenced-off area where Garth Brooks had his concert.
Oh, yeah.
Central Park, too.
Yep.
We'll have someone else
attempting to have a plaza at Central Park.
Good.
Yeah, I love the holidays. Coming up next, Trevor, we're going to talk a little bit about a few things. I'm going all over the place. We're going to talk about yesterday, and not how you think, right? Because a lot of people expect, you know, I'm going to get on and talk about, oh, my gosh. What? No. The truth is 25% of voters voted, right? 25% of voters, which means a majority of our listeners probably didn't vote yesterday.
Yeah.
Why? Let's dig into that a little bit. And then also the sandwich generation, caring for your aging parents. We'll break down some numbers and we'll hopefully talk to people about their experience with that. And Sweet Home Middle School has a slogan on their front board that makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm not going to say it now because I don't want to give it away, but it makes absolutely no sense to me, and we'll talk about that.
Got it. All right, you heard it here first. My name's Trevor. I'm filling in for Joe. Joe is filling in for Bowerly today only. We're kind of shuffling around a lot this week, but thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you guys throughout my controversial opinions. Tom Puckett's got you at the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere, though, because Joe Beamer is filling in for Tom Bowerly today right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.